This kind of follows on from Olivia. Well done, girl. Amazing. Okay. I feel like God wants to ask us this morning, what would you do if you had no fear in your life? So just take a moment. If you did not have any fear in your life right now, what would you do? I'm asking myself that question myself and thinking, I don't have a sphere. I don't understand what that looks like. Okay? And I feel like even in worship right here, right now, if you didn't have any fear in you, what would your worship look like? Because of what he's done. Would you sing louder? Would you dance? Would you fall on your knees? Would you lie down? What would you do? And I'm asking myself that. During the week, we did foundation, and I was leading on the prophetic. And I was in such a grump going to the Wednesday night group. And I was like saying to Emma and Kofi, actually, we are going to go and listen and hear the voice of God. We are going to do that. But why am I in a grump? Okay, so often our circumstances and how we feel can dictate, you know, what our view of God can dictate our excitement or lack of excitement and our grumpiness. And I feel this morning that God wants to remind us of who we are in him. And from that point of view, we then need to step out in faith in terms of what would you do right here, right now, if you're in your bedroom praising God without anyone looking? Because it says in Romans, it says, so then, brothers, we are debtors, not according to flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit, the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, as sons and daughters by whom we cry, Abba, Father. And the Holy Spirit says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if we are children, then we are heirs, and heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer in him in order that we may be glorified with him. We don't live in a perfect world, but in that world, we can step out of our fear, we can recognize our identity as sons and daughters, and we can live pursuing love, sustained by love, and stepping into greater works of faith because of love. So if we can go back into worship again, and I just want to encourage you, if there's something that you know that you want to do in worship, let's just do it. I think I'm going to raise a flag or something like that. It scares me to live in daylights, but I'm going to do it. Okay, whatever it is, let's just shake off all that fear. Let's step into faith, and then let's put Jesus in the rightful place because we are heirs with him. So we celebrate, we worship from a place of victory, okay, knowing that doesn't matter what we go through, he is there with us, okay? And he has promised to glorify us in our weakness. He's an amazing Savior, and he deserves our worship.